that is not a problem of Hashem. You might need a blef for Shia and Chazara, but that's not our discussion tonight. The one that we are going to discuss is the one that has a cylinder. It's either rectangle or round, and the pot made of ceramic or metal or whatever goes into the cylinder, and the heat is either coming from the bottom or around the whole side. So we'll get into that. Okay. If whoever was able to get through all the Marmukhaimis, basically it comes out there's a machlaikas. If there's a machlaikas, a machaber, and the Ramah, if there's a problem of hatmana of the mitzas, the machaber seems to say that even if the pot is not covered, insulated fully, it would still be a problem of hatmana. The Ramah seems to say if it is not covered totally milamaila, whatever that means, that's not going to be a problem of hatmana. Now, we should just be clear that the cover of a pot, like Rabbi Berger mentioned a few weeks ago, is not a problem of Atmana, because, and Rabbi Shu speaks about other things, that the cover is to make sure the pot doesn't spill or to keep out dirt and other things. That's not called Atmana. Atmana is another layer on top of that to insulate. That being said, the Rav Bosner says that according to this, according to the Ramah, a crack pot, which again the top, the idea of a crack pot is that you're fitting the whole thing inside, the sides are totally covered with metal, maybe even heat, and the top is the cover of the pot, but that's not covered with an additional covering, so that would be seemingly the classic hatmana of mikzas, because that's the top of it is not covered. There's a, and this how the Rav Osner goes according to Ramah, and it would be mutter to put in a crack pot, it wouldn't be a problem about hatmana. The other svaras that they say to be makel of a crack pot is, like it's clear that there's a, because there's a little bit of space, this is, people say this halacha l'maisa, that the pot that goes in is a little bit on a slant, apparently. And there's a little bit of space in between the walls and the pot, and therefore that wouldn't be, like the Mechaber says, that wouldn't be Atmana because it's not flush against the pot. The third heter that Rav Shaimer brings down is really based on a rush, and the Mefarshim that are going to deal with this rush is that it wasn't Derech Atmana. It's Derech Bishul. You didn't put it in there to insulate it, to keep the heat in, it was just to cook it. You put your pot in the crack pot, not for it to stay hot, it's to cook it, and for it to cook through till Shabbos day. So those are the three reasons to be made. Rav Shlomo Zalman, exactly when he passed into this, it's not written in any one of his svarim, but they have tshuvas that came from him. Exactly what the story is, I'm not sure, but he says...
I don't get the third heter. I'm saying that if you're putting it to cooks, it's not a problem, but why not? Understand.
You're not putting it into it. Exactly where it comes from, it's based on a rush.
I understand. There's a whole problem. You're cooking with hatmana, I understand.
You're cooking with hatmana?
I'm saying you're cooking...
Hatmana is...
Right.
But that's not cooking, that's not Rabbi's level to keep it hot. This is
you're not going to keep it hot.
They say this. This is the
linear.
Okay. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out that it's usur. He says very strongly that these heterim do not apply. Now the exact reason why Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's usur is brought down in two different ways, and it might have an afkamina. So the first reason that they say is because for the heter of Atmana b'mikzas is in a way where it's not going to be it's nicker that, and it's in a way that's going to minimize the heat, meaning if something is totally insulated, so then the heat stays in much stronger than if it's missing even a noticeable amount. So therefore, if you're dealing with a crackpot, so you can't tell me that the top is considered minimizing the heat. That's the way it's cooked. The whole, if somebody wants to put up a crack pot supper, he also cooks it that way. That's how it's made. It's not minimizing the heat, the fact that it's not covered on top. And Rabbi Yashiv also says such svara in his tshuva. The other svara is that in this case, and this is specifically by the crackpot, which has the heating elements around the side, so you're doing hatmana in the flame itself. It's not like you're wrapping it in a towel and then putting it on a blech, where that's also done by Mitzvah Hevel. You're wrapping it in the fire, which in that case would be much more chomer than just regular hatmana b'mikzas. Now, the nafkamina would be in the other type of crackpot, which doesn't have the heating element on the side. According to the first svara, that's the way it's cooked, and therefore it's not the mayit t'chaim. So hatmana b'mikzas, that doesn't make a difference. So right now, it's this is the way you would cook it. There's no minimization of the heat, and therefore l'chayra it should.
Mono.
Why is that?
Sitting on a hot thing. It's not.
No, it's the right. Cylinder is there, but there's no heating on the ground.
No.
It's not. It's just like a metal.
It's still called Mesef Hevel because
it's still called Mesef Hevel because the bottom is still is giving it heat. So, but l'maisa they say they bring down their Rosh Hashanah. Was matir by that type of crackpot. They brought him that type of crackpot. He said he was maker. So it sounds like his ikar reason was the second svara, which was that he was insulating with the fire itself. Here you're not. There's no fire around the whole side. That would be you could be stoimich under a mud. That'd be at mud mitzvahs.
Where does that come from? You know where that comes from?
Which one?
The idea that in the fire is worth generating the mitzvah.
There's the Machaber seems to speak about things in the coals itself all the way, and they say a svara, but the whole gzeira of Atmana is because Shemayat and Remetz. So for sure this is even much more than Remetz. This is the fire itself, not just the coal that you might have to yichata. So the Eitzah that they and the other Taina is the Taina of space. So then again they also say a svara. Since it's only a governor, that wouldn't be considered space in between in order to be memayit. And also, just in general, there's not the reason why, if it's not flush, it's a problem, is because that's not keeping the heat in so well. Here, that's the way it's cooked, so that would be, that wouldn't, it's not minimizing the heat in any way. Now, there's a Rabbi Asher says that the Eitzah is to put in some type of rock or some type of other thing on the bottom to raise it up.
So foil would be a problem then. Because then
just
it makes
flat
it like.
Foil?
Yeah.
To wrap?
No, just to put in the bottom of the crock pot.
They put like balls of foil.
Right, so just.
His idea is to raise it up.
Right,
so
right.
Now part of your crock pot is sticking out.
Right.
So that's how the money mixes in that little part. Right. I mean, that part is not being insulated at all. And also, the air, throws in that the air in between is now nicker. You can see the space that's in between the wall of the crackpot and the pot itself.
But
Shlomo Zalman says a different Eitzah. Shlomo Zalman, I don't know if he's going to be masking to this. His problem with this Eitzah is because it doesn't help for Shahir. He doesn't say that it's not going to blood Ketumah. Shlomo Zalman says that you put in some type of other pot. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Some type of pot that sticks out all the way above the pot with your challen, that and then that would be nicker, that it's like a blech. So it'd be that it takes care of the problem of the ish because it's minimizing the fire. I mean, we're putting some type of additional pot in between the heating element and your pot of challen that minimizes the fire, and also you can see that there's something in between that it's not just a regular atmana. And for that, Rabbi says you could use aluminum foil also. So people that, if you want to wrap your whole crock pot, line your whole crock pot with aluminum foil and have it stick out, that would be another Eitzah.
How does that help? How would that help regarding?
Because if it's thick enough, that's enough of a meat on the
heat. It thick of the wrap part.
No, he's not dealing with it making it higher. He's dealing with that. There's something there that minimizes the heat.
Minimizes?
In a way, that's like a bleh. That little sheet of metal is enough that it makes a ketumah. That's what he says. The other subject that I want to touch on is the urn. There's we spoke about once the urn that just a regular urn that the kettle has, that's like a regular metal urn, which if you would put an additional covering on top of that, that would be hatmana, unless you leave a sizable space to be hatmana viktas. But the other urn is the pump urn, which is basically an insulated, basically like a thermos with a heating element, and it pumps. So there's a big shaila by a thermos itself, right? Like Rabbi Berger again mentioned a couple weeks ago that a thermos, halacha l'maisa, Rav Moshe comes out of a thermos is meiko. Even though, what's the shaila by a thermos? I mean, you're filling up a thermos of hot water, so you're not insulating it, right? You're not wrapping it up with anything, right? So maybe it should be one kli. It's one kli. It's not. You're not insulating it. So why is that a problem? So the only one that says such a svara is the Chazon Ish, that says that the reason why a thermos would be mutter is because it's one kli. Hatman was only wrapping a kli on top of that, but no one else seems to say the svara. I'm not sure why, but it seems to me since this is made to be insulated and it's like a double wall kli, so it's like a built-in hatman, and that would be a problem. Diane Fisher also says a svara that if since the hatmana is not outside, you can't see the hatmana, that it's internal, that wouldn't be a problem. So now, this would be a svara by a pump urn, the same thing. It's basically a double-walled thermos, so it would be the same type of shadow. Ramosha says that the whole reason why a thermos would be mutter is because when you put the water in, it's hatmana v'miktsas, because the tap is uncovered. Right, so the whole, even though the whole, there's hatmana along the whole side, but if the tap is uncovered, that's hatmana v'miktsas. Right, without it, and to put a cover on, like we said at the beginning, it's like a regular cover of a pot, which is totally mutter, because that's just to make sure it doesn't spill.
That's not why you're covering your thermos.
So the only problem is that it'd be very nice if the top of the thermos would be a little cap. But the Debrecina Rav said, what do you mean? You look at the thermos cover and you have to screw it on, so he doesn't like this whole svara of Ramosha. But Ramosha is nice, that's the svara that he's making. So now when we come to this, pump pot,
I cover, I can have as many covers as I want, even if I'm doing it to at ease, the whole problem is
going
to the side. You can
if you're covering
it,
for, if you're covering on top of a cover, that's a problem.
If you're covering it to add heat, you can put 1,000 covers in it.
It's the first moisture that
we
have.
On Shabbos, you can't do it.
100%.
No, on Shabbos, you can get a
cover. Atmana is Oster, only going down the side.
A cover on top of a cover is Atmana. Why is that not
Atmana?
You can't wrap your chicken soup in a towel.
The rest
of
the one. Even though Shane makes it, let them go to the top, so now you bring matu.
Even though Shabbos, even though Shane makes it, that was awesome.
Hatmana is awesome, but if you're putting covers, you're not doing Hatmana.
If you're putting in the covers, it's Hatmana, then it's a problem.
Not going on the side, if it doesn't go on the side.
The side is ready.
The
side
is ready.
That's
the
whole
slogan.
It's only
Hatmana.
I'm just missing the top. So, it would come out.
Missing the top.
Just to finish up quick, it would come out that by a pump insulated urn, you might have a svara. There would be a smooth svara to be made. First of all, you would have the svara of the Chazon Ish, possibly, maybe that it would be one kli, so that wouldn't be a problem. You might have the svara of Rav Moshe that it's, the cover of it is also just to. It would be a regular cover. That would be wouldn't be a problem, possibly. You could.